Unsure about your future after school? From finances to college, from adult education to military options, the Life After School podcast is for you. Now, on to the host, Charles Prince.
Hold me close till I get up. Time is barely on our side. Chase and leading us, and love is all we'll ever trust. Yeah, no, I don't wanna waste what's left.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Life After School. We are definitely thankful that you all are continuing to listen to us, and we ask that you continue to share the podcast. If you have not followed or subscribed to this podcast through your favorite podcasting platform, I encourage you to do so. Also, follow us on social media. That way you can keep up of what's going on and be notified and see us in your feed when we post something, and remind you that we are here and we are doing what we can to spread the word about this podcast and what we are trying to do here. I am glad to be back in Ohio, but I'm very thankful for the chance that I had to go to Colorado. And me and Melanie has gotten quite a bit of work done. She is my creative assistant and social media manager, and we got a lot of stuff planned out for this podcast that we're pretty excited about, and some things that we want to try to do to go forward. And I'm also excited to announce that she is also beginning to look and lay the groundwork for her own podcast. And we're pretty excited about that, of which I'll go ahead and mention the name of it. It is called Tales and Tea with Gypsy Girl. And she is actually of Romani Gypsy. That's one of her ethnicities, as you could say. We all mix in various ways, but she is actually Romani Gypsy, and she has a big love for reading. And so what's going to be happening with this podcast is she's going to be reading certain chapters of different books. Some might be the same books, and not only just reading it and giving her opinion and feedback on the chapters that she has read, but she's going to be trying out different teas as well, teas from around the world, and talking about how she likes the teas, how it tastes, and everything like that. So pretty excited about that, and hopefully it will be launched this month. If not, it will be in April, but it will keep you up to date with that. It will fall under the same umbrella as CMP Podcasting Network, which I haven't talked too much about that, and we'll talk a little more about that at the end of this podcast. So definitely keep that in mind, and we're going to be posting some advertising for that on our social media platform as well. And as we continue to talk about setting goals, I want to talk about today keeping it organized. You got to keep it organized. When you think about your goals, it's so easy to just sit there and come up with 1,000 goals and not really consider what all needs to go into those goals, what all needs to be done in order to succeed in those goals. And it's so easy just to say, okay, all right, I got one goal written down, let's just write 5 more down. It may not even consider that those other goals may have not even been accomplished, or might have even forgot about those goals in the first place. So we're going to discuss a little bit here on keeping your goals organized. First thing I want to talk about is prioritize your goals. Determine which goals are the most important to you. Last week, we discussed your values. That will come into play when you are trying to determine what goals are most important to you. And I believe we used the example of if making the most amount of money, or maybe that's a little too vague, perhaps just saving money for an apartment, to rent your own apartment or townhouse. That might be your priority goal. So, which means that you're going to reduce your spending. You're going to reduce especially spending on wants and stuff that is not necessities. You might, you know, go opt for the cheaper foods. You might opt for not eating out as much. You might try to cook a little more at home and get some meals that can last a good bit. You can cook once, or you cook and last several days. That's what I'm getting at. So you might have those goals in mind and be like, I want to do that in order to have what I need in order to succeed. And so keeping that in mind, it's definitely prioritize your goals and determine which goals are the most important to you. And not only prioritizing your goals, but also create a plan. Create a plan. And we're going to continue to use the apartment as an example, you know, preparing to rent an apartment. Outline what steps are needed to reach each goal. And this is the idea of creating a plan. You need to figure out what steps you need to do. And reason you need to do this because, and I'm guilty of this, I am so guilty of setting goals, but not really setting a plan on how to reach those goals. And that drives me crazy. And not drives me crazy not having the steps, but it drives me crazy when I don't accomplish the goal. And then I sit there, beat myself up, like, how did I not accomplish this? Why did I not accomplish this? And it's because I did not take the time to sit down and figure out what steps do I need to do to reach that goal. And one of the things that can help you with that is set deadlines and milestones to track your progress. Let's say the apartment that you are looking to rent is $2,000. So, and with your income, it's going to take you quite a bit of time for you to raise that money. So perhaps maybe set us some deadlines saying, you know what, by the end of the month, I want to have $200 saved up. And I want to try my best to have $200 saved up at the end of each month. And if I go over, that's great. And you set that deadline and you're able to afford putting away $200 per month. And you get to that milestone that you reach $200, celebrate it. You know, use it to track your progress, but celebrate it because you are helping your brain realize that you are accomplishing something and you have accomplished something. And when you are accomplishing something, you get that serotonin, that happy, you know, that happiness comes overflowing with you, and you're going to feel accomplished and you're going to want to continue to push on. If $200 is too much, try 150. If 150 is too much, do 100. Whatever amount that you can do, be sure to set a goal and reach it. Reach those milestones, and you'll be amazed at what will happen. So create a plan. However, despite creating a plan, this is the next point that might, in its way, throw a wrench into prioritizing and creating a plan. And this third point is stay flexible. Stay flexible. Let me tell you something. I am the poster child for life is unpredictable, especially in my adult life. Life is always changing and can be unpredictable. This is why it's important to be open to adjusting your plans as needed. I'll use myself as an example. When I graduated high school, I had intentions of becoming a journalist. And so I started going to college, which I could not go to the university that I wanted to go right off the bat because I played around too much in high school. So there was a couple of math classes that I ended up not passing that I needed to have in order to go to the University of West Georgia. So there was this program called Georgia Highlands College that offered this program that you could be there at the campus of the University of West Georgia, take your regular college courses that you would be taking as a freshman, but you also take the classes that you need to make up for, and the math classes is what I needed to make up for. So I would take my regular classes, but also be taking math classes to make up for it and everything like that. So had that going for me. However, got moved down so I could live closer to campus. First time without parents. First time I lived on my own, and it was a disaster. I literally stopped going to class except for one class on Fridays, and pretty much everything just got turned upside down because I just stopped caring. And so when that happened, and ended up failing out of that college, in which in Georgia, if you fell out of a college, you are not eligible. I don't know if it's still that way, but back then you're not eligible to go to another college that's funded by the state, since I fell from a state college, that's funded by the state for 3 years. At least that's what I understood. And so my options were limited. Either try to find an extremely expensive program, like ITT Tech and stuff like that, which I looked into those, and it was just crazy how expensive it was, or go into the military. Well, ended up in the Army, and then I was in the Army, and then after I got out of the Army, you know, I thought about becoming an electrician because I was a generator mechanic when I was in the Army. And guess what? I heard a sermon from from where we were attending church at in Columbus, Georgia. And I don't know what was in that sermon, but something made me feel called to preach. So I go in the parking lot. My wife and I, we go in the parking lot, we go in the car, and before we drove off, I just looked at her and be like, "Baby, I think I want to preach." I said something along those lines, in which she was very, very supportive, and she later revealed to me that she wasn't surprised that this is what I was heading to, and always thought that I was going to do something like this. So that was reassuring, and also told me that she had a lot of faith in me. So that really turned our lives upside down. Go to school in Tennessee after got out the military. So I was in Memphis for almost 2 years, graduated. Then I had to come back and live with my parents a little bit because we still did not have a place to go. But we ended up getting a position in the middle of southwestern New Mexico, Deming, New Mexico, that town. Ended up moving there, stayed there for 5 years, met some amazing people, met one of the closest friends I've ever have who helps me on this podcast, and just so thankful for her, and just so thankful for the experience my wife and I had living there. And then we moved to Colorado and living in Lyman for right out a year, and things didn't work out there, and now we are here as house parents. I use my whole life as an example because if you ask me at 19 years old, 18 years old even, that I will, if you ask me then, if I ever wanted to be a preacher or be a house parent, I'd laugh at you. I would be like, no, I'm going to be a journalist. That's what I'm going to do. And so I just use that all to say that I'm the poster child for this. Be flexible. Because your life can take turns that you never see coming. So definitely keep that in mind when you are making your goals. You know, you want to prioritize, you want to create a plan, but be flexible. Your priorities are going to change. So that means goals are going to change. Your plans are going to change. So which means that you might have to adjust. You might still have the same plan when you create that plan, but you might have to adjust the steps. You might have to add a couple more steps in there, or you might have to just put that goal on the back burner and maybe create a new goal or take one of the other goals and it becomes your priority. So flexibility is a great, very, very important thing to have when it comes to setting goals. So take your goals seriously. That's why I'm encouraging you to prioritize, create a plan, and stay flexible, and always be open to change. Life is unpredictable. Be open to change. You all have a good rest of your day, rest of your weekend. And, well, before we go, I hope you haven't clicked off yet. I do want to talk a little more about the CMP Podcasting Network. I just remembered I said I was going to talk a little bit about that. We are a company, and we're not an official company yet, but we are working towards becoming official. And this company, we are attempting to create a podcast network of different podcasts under the same umbrella of shared income, shared ad revenue. And we are just wanting to have a network of podcasts and podcasters together that we can help support one another, and not just financially, but also emotionally. And just, we're hoping to grow, and we're hoping to become official. We got some plans that we're looking forward to, and that's the reason why I mentioned about this new podcast with Lainey, and that she's going to be getting off the ground soon. And also this podcast here, my other podcast, Faith in Action, we've been under the same umbrella, but really haven't advertised it too much because we do not have one website. Even though and one Facebook page, social media page. So we're trying to figure that out because we already got a lot of social media pages. We do want each one to have its own social media page, but we're just trying to figure out like how exactly to put this under one umbrella without having a trillion one social media pages, or if we should put them under one umbrella and just advertise it that way. We don't know. So we're still trying to figure stuff out, but your support means the world to us. And that's the reason why I just want to encourage you to keep sharing this podcast. And if you are able to help us and support us financially, we use Buy Me a Coffee. We use that as a way to help donate and help us in the show. And this, your donations help us create these episodes. These donations help us to create the spaces we need to create this episode. For instance, I bought a pop filter for my Rode mic to help reduce certain sounds. And I'm currently working to create shelving in one of the closets in my bedroom so we can create a more quiet environment to record. So just little things here and there that we are doing, and we couldn't have done this without your support and constantly letting people know about our podcast. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the CMP Podcasting Network, and we are just thankful for your support and help with everything that we are doing. You all have a good rest of your day, good rest of your weekend. Never give up on your dreams.
Thank you for listening to the Life After School podcast, hosted by Charles Prince. Check your favorite podcast platform for a new episode every Thursday. Never give up on your dreams. Finding life along the way, melodies we haven't played. No, I don't want no rest. Echoing around these walls, fighting to create a song. I don't want to miss a beat. And on we'll go. Through the wastelands, through the highways, till my shadow turns to sun rays. And on and on.